afternoon. This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Heldman. Coming up on today's show, Ascendigo Autism Services. The philosophy of Ascendigo is to enhance the health, social engagement, and personal growth of people with autism through challenging, attainable, and enjoyable recreational, athletic, and work programs. Unlike their typical peers, children and adults with autism spectrum disorders have few opportunities to experience the more advanced, age-appropriate activities which truly challenge them. Ascendigo provides this opportunity and the underlying instructional approach to realize it. Ascendigo believes that learning any activity is best accomplished through sustained and repeated immersion, coupled with the expectation that the participant can in fact progress to the next level. Ascendigo Autism Services have chosen activities that can be extreme to an ASD child, but which can also be mastered by that child through incremental learning. The activity provides an intrinsic motivation to learn and work, and the staff of Ascendigo provides the specialized instruction to enable the campers to succeed. My guest today, Sally Bernard, she's the president and founder, Ron Rash is the adventures director, and Julie Manning is the co-host of this Saturday night's benefit event at the Belly Up, Light It Up Blue Aspen. I asked Sally to tell us how the organization got started.
I have a 29-year-old son with autism. His autism features are fairly significant, so he requires 24/7 oversight. And when he was a child, there were very few, practically no opportunities for him to go and be at a summer camp and enjoy outside activities like his brothers were doing, his typically developing brothers who got to go away to Maine or go out, you know, with their friends and do a lot of fun things in the summer. So we had been coming out to Aspen. We lived in New Jersey at the time to ski. Thought it was a terrific place, came out one summer. And so I just had the idea to start something in Aspen for people more like my son. And so that was the genesis. This was back in 2001. And it was a success. And first time my son had been away from home, I cried. He said goodbye and was on his merry way. And just that beginning, they just went out, you know, hiking and rafting, just a bunch of different fun things that we do here in the summer. And so from then, it clicked for me that a summer camp out in Colorado was the way to go. And we formally began operations in 2004 with just four campers for 4 days. And since then, we've expanded. We now, this coming summer, we will operate 9 weeks of camp based out of the CMC campus in Spring Valley. And we go kayaking, rock climbing. We go out to Rifle Lake and do lake sports, hut trips, equestrian program at a ranch, and many other fun things. We've also expanded to winter. So we do winter skiing. We're giving lessons right now until the lifts close in April. We have a weekend program for local kids to participate in AVSC or to do things in the fall on Saturdays. And now recognizing the real need that we have in the Valley to provide a wider range of opportunities for children and adults with autism, we have an adult enrichment program where we do employment, social skills, recreational opportunities, really a full life. And we also have started, since we last spoke, an outreach program where we do behavioral therapies at home, at school, or going out in the community for local children.
Do you have any overlap with Mountain Valley Developmental Services?
We work with them, very positive relationship. They help us to make sure, or as best they can, on that funding for the children, and they get the right kinds of services. We're also licensed in what we do, and they're one of our partners in our licensing and meeting our qualifications. So we definitely have a good partnership. A number of our participants do come from the local area. They come from Denver or the Front Range, but we also have people coming in from all over the country and even from other countries around the world.
So what started as a kind of maybe not a one-off, but certainly a smaller operation, 1 week or something, has turned into a pretty big operation. How many staff?
We have approximately 20 year-round staff, and then in the summer we hire an additional 45 people. You know, the counselors who there are coaches and sports instructors, and then in the winter we trained approximately 30 ski pros and ski buddies to understand autism and to have the techniques that we've developed that, you know, are there for maximum success. We do have that seasonality component like many here, but we also have a year-round staff.
The summer program at CMC, and the campers are housed there, and I would guess the dorms?
Yes. Yes, there's a nice dorm there, and we take over the third floor.
That's great. So, Ron, how did you get involved?
I was the owner of Aspen Alpine Guides for a number of years. I've been guiding the valley for over 28 years, and I started the rock climbing program with Ascendigo. At the time, it was called the Extreme Sports Camp, and that was in 2009. And I sold my part of Aspen Alpine Guides in 2012 and then started working more intimately in an administrative capacity with Ascendigo Autism Services at that time. And it's been fantastic for me because I still teach. I've been teaching at Aspen Highlands skiing for 29 years, and it's made me look at how I teach the whole education, foundational steps, et cetera. It's been very, very positive relationship.
What drew you to this particular experience?
Well, as I said, I was the owner of Aspen Alpine Guides, and they contracted with us to start a rock climbing program. Seeing the changes that was happening in the lives of the campers and working with them and teaching, that's what has drawn me and has kept me with the program. And I call it, it's teaching foundational steps. And it's whether it's working with people with autism or neurotypicals, it's made me look at how I teach. And also I'm one of the lead trainers for Ascendigo, and also how I train the trainers and instructors. It's very important. A lot of times we don't even think about how do we put our boots on? How do we put a harness on?
Right.
How do we hold our ski poles? And all those things are very, very important. And that's what I mean by foundational steps. Years ago, I used to say baby steps. I don't want to use that term anymore. It's foundational steps. But it's interesting what Sally was saying, too, with a number of our clients. They've been coming to us and been with our summer camp for 10 years plus, some of them. And we have developed a relationship, some of our instructors with them, that they work one-on-one with them in such a great way. It's just very rewarding to see. And it's also one of the reasons that a number of the parents that come to us, they don't need to have their staff or assistants back home come because they're very comfortable with what we're doing.
This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. My guests are Sally Bernard. She's the president and founder of Ascendigo Autism Services. Ron Rash, he's the adventures director. And Julie Manning is a parent and Julie Manning, who's co-hosting this year's Light It Up Blue event. Julie Manning on the phone. How, Julie, did you get first involved with Ascendigo Autism Services?
Well, my story, I live in Seattle, Washington, and I grew up in Aspen, and I was back in Aspen, which I go back there a lot because my mother lives there, and my girlfriend invited me along to a fundraiser. This was, I believe, 2008, maybe 9, I'm not quite sure, and I tagged along, and it was for the Extreme Sports Camp, and I, at the time, had Olivia is my daughter, and she is significantly impacted with autism. She's nonverbal. She has seizures. She's not completely potty trained, and she always needs 24/7 supervision. And this fundraiser was for the camp, and I was just completely blown away. I'd never seen anything like it. They were showing videos of children on all levels of the spectrum doing mountain climbing and river rafting and skiing, and I just was, like I said, blown away. And I went up to the director and I said, my daughter has autism. Do you think she could do this camp? And he said, go get her. Bring her this summer. We'll get her. We'll get her on we'll have her wakeboarding. We'll do this. We'll do that. And I was like, no way. And I told him how she doesn't talk and she's, you know, always needs someone with her. And he said, no problem. Bring her out here. No, you know, my daughter has never done anything like that. And I just, there's nothing like that out here. The kind of programs that were available for her were, you go to a classroom and sit inside and they do puzzles or they sing little baby sing-along songs, and that was about it. So I brought my daughter to Aspen, got her in the camp, and I've been doing it ever since, every single summer. And Olivia she goes river rafting, she can mountain climb, she rides horses, she wakeboards. It's unbelievable what she can do now. And every summer she's familiar with the program, and she loves getting up in the morning and going to the program. Just the other day, her gym teacher from her school here in Seattle called us up and said, did you know your daughter can ride a bike? And I said, yes, I do.
Not only can she ride a bike, she can raft and climb a mountain.
Yeah. And he was blown away. And I was like, yeah, my daughter can also mountain climb and she can wakeboard. He's like, oh my gosh, you know, you just don't realize that someone like her is able to do these kinds of things. It's pretty amazing.
So tell me,
it brings out a lot.
Yeah, tell me about the therapeutic aspects of this type of participatory event for the campers.
I would say it's definitely pleasure. But it's also, you know, the sensory and it just opens up their box and their mind, their routine, which it's so important for Olivia to, you know, get out there and do something different than the, you know, the usual day to day of what she's doing here in the classroom, which, being around peers, being around kids like her, and I can tell she comes home, she comes back to home with just more confidence. She sleeps better at night every day at camp. We have a lot of issues with sleep. When she goes to camp all day, she's exhausted, you know, and she's ready to go the next day.
Sally.
Yeah, you know, there really can't be in a good program that works. Can't separate the fun from the learning, because if there's no fun and motivation, learning doesn't happen. So that's one of the magical aspects of what we do, is that the activities are fun. Yes, they're challenging. You have to work hard to achieve, but they're intrinsically fun. And so the participant wants to do it. And we have a kind of hidden behind the scenes of the campers, we have these target goals that we, you know, train our staff to work on, and you can divide them into two categories. There's technical, like more sports-oriented skills, and then there are what is called foundational skills. We have take data on our campers' progress on those, and so technical skills would be, for example, the motor skills. You know, can you turn? Can you stop on your skis? Can you edge? It could be, can you clip on your helmet? Can you carry your skis? So those are more sports, you know, we would think of those. And then we also work on the foundational. There could be language targets, you know, to try and help the child speak, you know, to say, I want to go fast. So one of the things that we use, if they're in the back of the boat, and they're going to get up on their wakeboard, they get to give the signal to the boat driver and say, you know, ready now, go, and they put their thumb up. And so it elicits the language, and they get to tell the driver how fast they want to go. And so we're facilitating language. That's just an example. The kids are together. There's many opportunities to encourage social interaction with the kids. They're all on an equal level because they're new to camp, and nobody knows each other, and so it kind of loosens everybody up. Nobody's been pigeonholed, and so it's a good way to make friendships. So we kind of use the sports as a format. You know, beautiful Colorado, great vibes, and then learning can happen.
Is there anything like this in the country, if not the world?
No, there are other camps for people with disabilities. They don't have the sports component like we do, which we really have a focus on that. And we have over 10-year track record of refining the techniques to teach those sports. We've developed a sports instructors curriculum that we are now giving to our people for training, and we're about to launch it to the marketplace so that it can be learned around the country. So really no one is doing quite what we do.
We have a camp here in Seattle that's called Outdoors for All. That's pretty big, and it's for children with all disabilities. And we brought Olivia to that program, and they wouldn't take her. Or they said, if you want her to be part of this program, you have to provide a caregiver that goes along with her, which is hard for a parent because then you're paying for the program as well as paying for that caregiver on the hourly basis. And what's nice about Ascendigo is you can just send your child without having to worry about bringing a caregiver that knows your child. And the staff of Ascendigo is just, they're amazing, and they're trained. They're super positive, and you know, in the beginning it's hard. You're leaving your child, but by the end of the week you're like, wow, you know, these guys, they're on it. So that's a big plus.
This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. My guests are Sally Bernard. She's the president and founder of Ascendigo Autism Services. Ron Rash, he's the adventures director. And Julie Manning is a parent and Julie Manning, who's co-hosting this year's Light It Up Blue event.
From the time the lifts open until they close, we're teaching lessons with Ascendigo ski pros. Ah. They're ski pros for the Aspen Ski Company. We also provide, as Sally mentioned earlier, buddy support for our ski lessons. But going back to what we were just talking about earlier, I've done a search. I have not been able to find any camps year-round that do year-round sports for people on the autism spectrum that take anybody whatsoever. And I think that's a pretty important distinction. We're unique in that fact. We're also unique that a year and a half ago, a professional ski instructors of America examiner, Bob Barnes, he's on our staff now, and he has put together our sports curriculum project. And we have a manual now for teaching. It's really upped our training and our entire approach to working with people with autism and teaching sports. That's been very exciting.
Are there scholarships available?
Yes, there are. We always provide a certain level of scholarships. On Saturday, one of our key fundraising components is for scholarships. We've also gotten some grants for scholarships and donations specifically for scholarships. So, yes, and we have a procedure. If families want to apply, they can go to our website and download the forms. And we have a committee that reviews those under set guidelines and identifies the grantees.
So let's talk about the event, Light It Up Blue.
It's an all-day event, and there's two components to it. In the evening is Light It Up Blue Aspen. It's at the Belly Up. We have a whole schedule of fun. We have music at the end by a Black Pistol Fire, up-and-coming fun rock and rollers. I think a lot of people here are fans of theirs and have heard of them. And we have guest speakers, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., environmentalist, and his wife, Cheryl Hines, the actress, Areva Martin, who is a civil rights attorney and autism advocate and mom. She started a program in inner city L.A. to provide just basic autism services for lower income families in L.A. And she's gotten a lot of awards, very inspiring person. And Dr. Jennifer Berman, who's on our board and is one of the regulars on the Doctors TV show. We have some amazing auction items and great food, overflowing bar. It'll be fun. So that's Light It Up Blue Aspen. And tickets are on sale through our site, ascendigo.org. Then during the day, we have Vertical Blue, and it takes place at Aspen Highlands. It's to raise awareness for autism locally and all the visitors that come to Highlands. Another fun day, we have a scavenger hunt on the hill with prizes. And the scavenger hunt is to collect facts about autism. It's so cute because the facts this year were created by Miss Kate Korn's fourth grade class from Aspen Elementary School. They have a classmate who they love who has autism, and they have rallied around her and they created the facts. You've got to ski all over the mountain and find those facts, and then you come down to our booth on the plaza and get your prizes. Then afterwards, you know, of course, we have some après-ski happening and some beer and other fun things at the Ale House there. Vertical Blue at Highlands, and then Lighted Up Blue Aspen at the Belly Up.
On Saturday at the Ale House, that on the deck, it will be very exciting at the end of the day. The last 2 years, I'm sure there's been well over 500 people on the deck, and they're having a very good time.
Will some of the campers be there, some skiers? And
yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yes, there will.
Yeah.
And
they're the most fun.
Our benefit on Saturday night, it is our major fundraiser of the year. I would say the vast majority of families who have a member with autism struggle. Autism, it is a wide spectrum, but, you know, ranges from very functioning people who do well to very significantly impaired. But pretty much everyone requires an extra level of support. There's added stresses on the families to help their children, and we're there to help them, whether it's through our therapy services or adults, our enrichment program, or our adventures camps. And it can be expensive, and we do whatever we can to keep our costs low. And so this benefit is very important to us and everyone who wants to participate in our services. Tickets are available through our website, www.ascendigo.org.
This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. My guests are Sally Bernard. She's the president and founder of Ascendigo Autism Services. Ron Rash, he's the adventures director. And Julie Manning is a parent and a and Julie Manning, who's co-hosting this year's Light It Up Blue event. What sort of research is taking place right now, and are there any new breakthroughs, anything happening?
Autism research landscape is, I guess there's a lot going on. Some of it is some mixed signals, things that were thought before are now, you know, evolving into something different. We're seeing a lot of work being done in genetics and how some of the genetic findings are converging on the aspect of the brain called the synapses and how those are working. Research is happening on the immune system, where they're finding that there could be alterations in the immune response of either the mother or the child, the mother, you know, during pregnancy, affecting the brain development of the child. Interestingly, some of the key immune cells that work in the brain also work for neurodevelopment and act on the synapses. So the two may be signs of converging results from different fields. We are seeing a lot more research coming out on environmental causes of autism, and there are things that are looking at sometimes everyday products like acetaminophen or Tylenol taken during pregnancy. They are looking at pesticides, air pollution, infections, or maybe the mother's response to infection. Could be medications even that the grandmother took while she was pregnant that are affecting the grandchildren, the offspring of their own children. So there are a lot of different things happening. No one thing predominates. We're still in the exploratory phase of research.
Along with the research, I think that the openness, the acceptance, the change in the stigma for autism is changing worldwide. If anybody's gotten a chance, I highly recommend the movie Lion, the new Dev Patel movie. There's some characters in the movie with autism, and it's handled, I think, with a lot of dignity and a lot of respect. And the stigmas are changing there, and they're changing rapidly, and there's a lot more education for families and parents, which is highly important.
One more thing to add to what Ron is saying in terms of how autism is viewed. Even when within the scientific community, they now talk about autisms with an S, finding that it's a very heterogeneic disorder, and some are even questioning whether the term autism is valid anymore, or is it just, you know, a bunch of groups that have different etiologies, different symptoms, different manifestations. So is it valid? But I think what that means for us and our, you know, the everyday public, you know, who interacts with someone with autism, is that autism is a constellation of symptoms. And in any given individual, you might have one symptom that's very severe and others that are very mild. And so you could have someone who's extremely bright and very capable, but they have a really high anxiety and social withdrawal. And so that's their impediment. You could have another person who may be intellectually disabled, but is super friendly and outgoing. I would say, you know, don't have a stereotype in your mind about someone with autism, and that we're finding that with the right support, someone with autism is capable of achieving quite a lot.
Sally Bernard is the founder and president of Ascendigo Autism Services. Ron Rash is the adventures director. We also heard Julie Manning, co-host of Light It Up Blue, which is this weekend. Have a great event.
Thank you.
The 6th annual Light It Up Blue Aspen benefit event takes place this Saturday at the Belly Up in Aspen. Prior to that, Autism Awareness Day will take place all day at Aspen Highlands, featuring a full day of festivities. Other guests at the Belly Up event on Saturday night include world-class ski mountaineer Chris Davenport. Information is at their website, ascendigo.org. This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. If you missed the show or would like to hear it again, go to our website, aspenpublicradio.org. Have a great afternoon.